Howdy guys, another day, another video. Now in this video I'd like to talk about the game I've been playing, The Seventh Guest, and about VR in general. And as usual, I'm going to be honest. Now I got The Seventh Guest because loads of people said, oh, it's so much great graphics and it was such a great game. First of all, the graphics are okay. And you're in a very sort of dark mansion place, and it's a puzzly game. And the storyline so far seems pretty good, but apparently near the end it gets a bit naff. And some of the puzzles weren't bad, like say for the marble and the train set, but a lot of the puzzles to me seemed, I don't know, irritating. And I think one of the reasons is the mechanics. Your hands don't work properly. They sometimes grab something and they sometimes don't, which makes solving a puzzle when you've got to use your hands a bit difficult and irritating. A couple of times I've used the game to resolve the puzzle. You can do if you've got enough money on you. But all in all, it's not a bad game if you just fix the controls. But I'd like to talk about VR games in general. I guess I've had this Mega Quest 3 headset for about over a month and a half, maybe. And what I've found is that there's not a lot of good games out there, especially graphically. The two games that come to mind that are good graphically are Half-Life Alyx and Red Matter 2. But there seems to be a lot of hype about VR and headsets. You get these guys who've got their whole channel just talking about the games and their VR headset. And what they're doing is they're hyping it up as if it's fantastic. And then you try the game and you go, what was this guy talking about? It's not fantastic at all. The idea of a headset is to immerse yourself in the game. And it's hard to immerse yourself in a game that looks like a cartoon. So what I'm saying to you guys out there ever thinking about getting a headset, a VR headset, there isn't really that many good games out there for it. Moa, I do believe it's the future, but I don't believe they're there yet. And as the VR headsets aren't exactly cheap, it doesn't really make it worthwhile getting a VR headset just for a couple of games that are pretty good. When I got the headset, I thought it was going to open up my world into gaming again. But I'm afraid it hasn't. Oh, I'm certainly glad I played Half-Life Alyx. But I've also been playing some other games that are just on the screen on the PC. Because sometimes you don't want to put something on your head just to play a game. You know, maybe some of you people out there are thinking, is this guy ever happy about anything? Well, there's the thing about life. It's the quality of life, isn't it? Man, I guess I'm fussy. Anyway, anybody else got a VR headset? Certainly, let me know what you think. Catch you on the next video, guys. Take it easy.